Thursday, December 15th, National Bill of Rights Day. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today and for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. RBN is located at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Subscribe to the RBN Archives for the bargain price of $1.33 per month at republicbroadcasting.org. My radio schedule page is at spingola.com. And at the end of October, we focused a lot of attention on smart meters. And there is a letter that you should print out, personalize and print out, and send to your energy provider. And that is on the date of October 25th. In 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt declared December 15th to be the Bill of Rights Day, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. Mark Nowitzki, a guest on this program, reminded me that it is our National Bill of Rights Day, and I quote him, "You know, the day we spend acknowledging our constitutional rights to privacy, equal access to the courts and due process and a jury trial and access to counsel, and we are also aware of the charges brought against us and the rules against indefinite detention without knowing the charges, and that the U.S. military will not be used against the citizens. So why, as scheduled, does the president choose this day of all days to sign the National Defense Authorization Act? Is it a coincidence or just an example of how much they can get away with in broad daylight?" Unquote. All right, if you have questions for the guests during the program or comments, email them to me at Spingola1, that's the numeral 1, Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. Use the Yahoo email address just during the program. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443 when we open the phone lines. My guest today is Vicki Davis, and her website is channelingreality.com. Now, on this date, and also tomorrow, because Vicki will be joining us tomorrow, I have posted a lot of different files that she has given to me, such as the innovation and the global marketplace, remote sensing for transportation, and several other files so that you can know exactly what she's talking about and just click on those files and, well, you're not going to enjoy them, but you'll certainly get informed. Welcome to the program, Vicki.
Hi, Deanna.
How are you?
Oh, fine. You know, I've recovered from my my event the other day. You know, the nasty surprise of the police showing up at my door to install my smart meter. So
that is just amazing.
Yeah.
And had you written a letter to the energy company saying that you did not want one?
Yes, a couple of them. Actually, on August 31st is when the contractor showed up at my door, you know, knocked on my door and asked for access to install the meter. And I said, no way. Thank you very much. And then Idaho Power, well, they sent a couple guys out to talk to me, and I still said no. And I'll wait till after the break for the rest of the
week. All righty, we will be going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll listen to our sponsors.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Guest today is Vicki Davis, and there's an article posted at oksafe.wordpress.com, which is a link on the radio schedule page, which says, a smart meter battle escalating. Idaho Power brings guns to the fight. And this was posted yesterday. And this is basically the story of what happened. On Tuesday, December 13th, Idaho Power showed up at your home. And they had a declaratory order and a deputy sheriff from the Twin Falls County Sheriff's Department.
Had a declaratory order, but what they actually brought was just the rule, Rule D from the power company that says that they have a right to access. So they didn't even, first of all, they didn't wait until the letter writing was over. You know, their last letter to me, they told me to respond by a certain date, which I did. And but then they just, you know, showed up at my door with the sheriff. And what they brought was something called Rule D, which is just from the Public Utilities Commission. And it says the company will install and maintain the metering equipment required by the company to measure power and energy supplied to the customer. Meter installations will be done at customer's expense. Then it's got, you know, a bunch of other stuff on here. But under number 7, it says rights of way. The customer shall, without cost to the company, grant the company the right of way for the company's lines, apparatus, etc. Well, the problem is, of course, that the meter, the smart meter not only measures my power usage, but it's a surveillance and control device. And that's my biggest objection to it. And I know a lot of people are concerned about the health effects, but it's the surveillance and control aspect of the smart meters that is really disturbing to me.
Well, of course. I mean, they can just decide to black out a whole city or certain people, and as you say, it's surveillance.
Yeah.
I mean, that is terrible.
They can take that data, and they can just about map your life, you
mm-hmm.
know, because most people follow a relatively constant pattern, and so... And that even includes their evening, you know. They might watch TV for a few hours before they go to bed or, you know, whatever. But if you have all of that data, you can analyze the data programmatically, and you can just about map their life using that data.
And right, and these smart meters only last for about 5 years, and so they need to be replaced. You might be required at some point in time to get new appliances, which also have a chip in them that correspond to the smart meter. So this is very, very costly. This is all about money. This is all about the energy companies making money, and the energy companies are obviously complicit with the local police forces, who are also corporate officers, so they are enforcing corporate rule. They are not, they which I think is illegal.
Well, I think it is at this point, because what they're doing, and you really have to do some research and digging into the economic policy in the United States, but the entire economic policy of the government revolves around energy efficiency, which is due to, everyone attributes it to Agenda 21, and Agenda 21 is the conceptual, but it actually began in our country about 1984, 85, somewhere around in there, when they started deregulating the utilities. And there was a project at Harvard called Project 88, where they designed the technocratic aspects of a new type of economy. They called it market-based, polluter pays is the way that they were selling it. But what it is underneath, it's really using the laws of our country and the regulatory agencies of our country to generate business opportunities for corporations.
Right.
If you look at the Energy Policy Act of 1992, that legislation is absolutely loaded with standard setting for the use of energy, and that's everything from appliances to irrigation pumps to gas pipelines. I mean, just absolutely everything to do with energy. And it, you know, if you look at it and it says energy efficiency all over, all throughout. But if you look at the standards as a way to force manufacturers to change their product, you can see that legislation, you know, it's costing our economy far more than they would ever save in energy saving.
Right, right. And plus all of the security issues, and they can also sell your information to the companies that might be associated with the smart meters, such as, you know, if you have to get a new refrigerator or a new washer and dryer or something like that. Then they will have the opportunity to collect and sell your information to not only those corporations, but to anybody that has the money to purchase it. I mean, this is just really, really egregious.
Right, and that not only includes your smart meter data, we're talking about your health, your medical information also. What the internet did and with the redesign of government is that they turned the internet into one big corporate backbone, and they basically made all information about you and me available to everybody. Now, for your medical information, all they have to do is sign a partnership agreement, and, you know, they have to have a least somewhat plausible reason to have it. Well, I mean, you know, you can just use your imagination. There's all kinds of plausible reasons for marketing, you know, or marketing or research or just, you know, make up a reason that, and you can get it. So what they did is that they just opened up our lives totally to the world. There is no more privacy. And now they want to implement control systems to control our lives. And with all of the information about us, they will be able to do that. Like, for example, if you're overweight, you know, they, through your purchases at the store, assuming that you probably use a debit card, they'll be able to know that, you know, you really love those potato chips and cookies or something, you know. And so they'll be able to incrementally increase your medical insurance unless you change your behavior.
Right. You know? Well, there are large corporations that are asking, well, they're mandating that their employees do things like stop smoking, lose weight, or they will pay more towards their own insurance, which usually comes with a job. This is, and they say, we're just concerned about your health, and we just, but really, it's making you change your life. It's saying, okay, you've got to do this, this, and this in order to measure up to the rest of the community. And, this is social engineering.
Well, when all of these systems are in place, you see, there's a long phase-in period for systems, and especially when you're talking about government systems. But, you know, it takes years to develop the systems and to get them all in place. Well, since the 1990s and the redesign of our government, plus the involvement of the private sector in that redesign, that's what they've been doing, is incrementally changing systems, you know, for the integration of corporate and government system, which is why I say, you know, we no longer have the American government. We have fascism.
Well, we have a corporate structure. You know, certainly the president of this of the corporation is Obama currently. And everything is corporate. I mean, if you look into every city, I mean, we're all incorporated. We're all corporations. And even your school districts are corporations. And so we are, you know, I'm afraid that we're more communistic than we are capitalistic or fascist. Because when you look at, for instance, the CAFR reports, which I'm sure that you're familiar with, you understand that there's a lot of money that these corporations make investments, and a lot of people are getting very wealthy, including our Congress. All righty, we do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. And you were talking about the reinvention of government, and you also said that these systems take an awful lot of time to really put in place. And I think back to just the 14th Amendment, which gave corporations personhood. And I think that when you go back to that point and then move forward, that you can see all these little incremental steps that brought us to where we are today, where basically the government controls every aspect of our lives.
Well, that's true. And when they started the reinvention of government, it wasn't just our national government. In 1993, they started the project. But I think it was 1994 when Al Gore, he gave the speech down in Brazil to the International Telecommunications Union. And he made the project of reinvention of our government global, the telecommunications system global. And so there were initially 11 pilot projects for global systems, but the redesign incorporated those global systems into our system of government. And so you not only have the collectivization, the systems going up, you know, from the federal government up to the global level, but now you have the redesign of the systems going from the federal government down. And in the redesign process, the objective of systems is always greater efficiency in operation. And so what they did is they made our local cities and towns and counties redundant. When you look at it strictly from a systems point of view, because they all basically do similar things, you know, in terms of their bookkeeping, their accounting, the functions that they perform. And the same is true of our states. And I know for a fact that some of the states are already examining their entire IT infrastructure and looking for the common functions that can be commodified, which one example of that would be Medicaid. Nearly all the states have basically the same systems for Medicaid with slight variations, but it's essentially a process that can be commodified, and there are IT firms that are putting these commodity functions in the cloud where the state actually becomes simply a user of the data. The data will be collected by private corporations through various, I forget what the organization of what the whether it's a 501c4 or 5 or 7, you know, I don't remember what the organization is, but basically they're government fronts. They are out collecting the data, and then the state becomes simply a user of the data. So they no longer control their fate in terms of their information system. And if you don't control your own information systems, you don't control your process. You know, it's like owning silver. People always talk about owning silver and owning gold. If you don't have that gold or silver in your hand, if all you have is the paper that says you own it, then you own nothing. And the same is true of your information system. If you don't own your data, you don't have your data, you have nothing.
Right. Now, there's a caller off air that is talking about a public servant questionnaire and says that it is relevant to what we are talking about. And they talked about it, actually, Clint Richardson and Peter Neese talked about this yesterday on John Stadtmiller's program, and I believe that's what this caller is referring to. And I think that it's imperative that that we understand what this is, that we can get this questionnaire so that when we are confronted with a deputy sheriff, that we can ask him to fill out the questionnaire before he can force us or compel us to do what he is asking us to do. So I think this is a document that we all need to have. And yes, I would really love to have that document.
I can probably guess what that is because in the process of redesigning the systems of government, they are also privatizing essentially our government. And our public utilities, they're privatizing those. They're privatizing everything because the governing structure is, as far as these systems designers at the very highest levels, they're all redundant as far as they're concerned. Because what a systems designer does is that everything is an object. People are just entities in the design. You know, their lives are meaningless.
Right. We're just commodities to make money. All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Vicki Davis.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis. And Vicki, you were talking about that the fact that policemen, sheriffs, are all now working for a corporation. They are not working for, to improve our safety or to protect us, but they are working for a corporation. And the more arrests that they make, the more money that the corporation makes, because those the corporations are allied with the privatized prison system, which is also in the business of making money. And the more prisoners they have, the more money that they make. And so, you know, I think even the justice, that's kind of a not quite the right word, but even the court system, okay, the court system is also privatized.
Yeah, well, it goes along with the rest of the privatization. The what's happening is that our elected representative governments are being cannibalized by function slicing. For example, you know, the metropolitan government, what it does is that it incorporates an area bigger than just your city. It includes part, you know, could include part of a county, another county, or functions of the same county, or, you know, multiple cities in an area. And so then what they do in order to keep the facade of a functioning city government is that they slice off administrative functions into districts. And so you have a district that crosses jurisdictional boundaries. And then they put a privatized board over it, a public-private partnership commission or board of directors or something over the top of it. And so at that point, it does become corporatized, and it really is no longer a government function. It is a corporate function, because the people who are controlling it, they're unelected, they're appointed, they are virtually unknown to the public, but yet they are making decisions on your life. And the Metropolitan Police Departments are part of those organizations. They really are no longer under our elected representative system of government.
And you can say the same thing about the bureaucracies in Washington under the president with all the secretaries and those bureaucracies, well, for instance, the TSA, Homeland Security. I mean, you know, all of these people function without representing us. They are representing the corporations that they work for, is Congress. Congress is part of the corporation.
Yeah, well, and that's right. The TSA is actually, their function is really more of an IT function than it is Homeland Security. They are the interface with the global system. And, of course, you know, everybody knows about Interpol. Interpol's been around for a long time. But under the redesign of government, it includes, you know, we have FBI agents that are going over to foreign countries training people in other countries to be in a harmonized system with our FBI. So the American taxpayers are paying for training of government people, you know, around the world so that they can participate in the global system.
Right. And this is also true. We spoke just briefly about medicine, where the AMA actually created agencies in other countries to impose the same kinds of restrictions in other countries that we have here.
Yeah. Well, and the education system as well. So
right.
Just about any system that you can name the government is involved in, they have made it global. And in fact, because of that, that's why I would say that the Secretary of State at this point is far more important than our own president. Because once they started into this international system, you know, where they're automating internationally and interfacing, they bifurcated our agencies of government, you know, to where you have the domestic part of it, and then you have the international part of it within the same agency.
Okay. Right. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. I listened to the video, what was the name? Innovation and the Global Marketplace. I listened to that twice. I watched it, listened to it twice this morning. And my goodness, the things that the country is doing that no one knows anything about unless you happen to view something like this. And it is, I did post that on the radio schedule page so that people can listen to that. And it is amazing how much influence and how much power that the Secretary of State has. And when you think about it, you think, well, you know, everybody's focusing on the president. Everybody's focusing on the upcoming elections and the candidates. When, in fact, we ought to be focusing on what the Secretary of State is doing and what some of the other officers in the administration are doing, instead of focusing on, you know, birth certificates and that kind of thing. This is just a big, huge distraction.
Well, it really is, because our participation at the global level is done through international agreements and trade agreements. Everything that they are doing in terms of global systems is under the Secretary of State. And so,
right.
And not only that, but Through the La Paz Agreement that was signed in 1983 by Ronald Reagan, they created an international zone on the border that was under the management of the EPA director, because the agreement was supposedly for environmental cooperation. But that is also under the authority of the Secretary of State. And that agreement, the La Paz Agreement, is one of the most wide-open agreements I've ever read. And I don't believe that any attorney, any U.S. trade representative, nobody would write an agreement so wide-open like that accidentally. It was done intentionally, and that international zone was the beginning, I believe, of a plan to break up the United States into management units under an international system.
Right. Now, didn't the breakup of the FEMA districts, FEMA regions, correspond to, and they've been around since, I believe, the 1970s, when they kind of divided up into regions that now correspond to the FEMA regions. And something else that you sent me, the Emerging North American Union Timeline, which I posted on the radio schedule page so that people could see this. And this was done by a friend of yours, and I think it's really, really good. I mean, we don't hear too much about the North American Union anymore because I think it's already a done deal.
Well, it would seem to be. I mean, they could rescind NAFTA. Any one of the agreements, the Congress could vote and say, we're out. But it's not likely that they would do that because the country is pretty far gone at this point.
Sure. And then you have Newt Gingrich, who actually pushed it through the House and by saying, oh, we can always rescind this and, you know, just go ahead and vote for it. And that was back in the 90s, and he's, you know, pretending now to be, this wonderful candidate. And of course, the media is pushing him as the number one choice. I'm thinking, what a lot of garbage. What a lot of rhetoric that, you know, don't people remember? Don't people are they all just brain dead that they don't remember what he did?
Well, and we can thank him, you know, for having the communist Chinese up in our country, because what they did is camp on to the NAFTA agreement through Mexico to bring their port system,
right,
Hutchison-Whampoa, into our interior. And it was the Mexican development plan, economic development plan, that called for inland ports so that Mexico could develop their ports in southern Mexico and define inland ports with their Mexican terminus in Kansas City. But that was just the beginning of it. The Intermodal Surface Transportation Act of 1991 called for intermodal commerce zones to be defined anywhere that there is two forms of transportation coming together. So, and I wrote something called How the United States Became a Land Bridge Between Two Bodies of Water. And it's because of this inland port system. And when you think of the, not just the Trans-Texas Corridor, but everybody is most familiar with that one, it goes all the way from the Mexican border clear up through Canada. Well, apparently what happens with maritime law is that the flag follows the vessel. And as long as a shipment is in transit, or a vehicle or ship is in transit, the flag is following the vehicle. So what they've done is they've turned our these intermodal commerce zones can become international ports under maritime law, under the rules of maritime, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it gets so convoluted, you know, it's so, there's so much to it and what they've done involving not only our economy, our domestic policy, plus the trade agreements on top of it, that they've kind of created a cacophony of activity, and it really seems like nobody really knows what's going on.
and deliberately, because the corporation, the corporate media, conceals all of this stuff, and they want us to know all about what Kim Kardashian, whatever her name is, what all the movie stars are doing, and all the gossipy kinds of things, but they don't really report any news.
Well,
I mean, it's just
They don't want the American people to figure out that what they are implementing is a management system,
right?
And no longer a traditional American government system. And so I just found something the other day called the National Rural Development Partnership Act. It was put into, National Rural Development Partnership Act, and it was put into Idaho law, and here is an excerpt from it. It says, the National Rural Development Partnership has been recognized as a model of new governance and as an example of the effectiveness of collaboration between federal, state, local, tribal, private, and nonprofit sectors in addressing the needs of rural communities. Well, what they've done, of course, is to set up a commission that, again, is hidden. It's unelected. It's appointed. And nobody really knows about it, but those are the people who are making the decisions for our rural communities.
It seems that Idaho is really a big target for a lot of things. Do you attribute that to the current governor?
No, it actually started before that. I attribute it to the internationalization of our economy, of our country. And that's a process that has been ongoing for a long time. It's just that we're, you know, since 1990, actually, when George Herbert Walker Bush was in, and he announced the Enterprise of the Americas Act, which was the first step towards integrating with Mexico.
Right.
And then the Houston Summit, where the G7, G8 got together, and they're the ones that actually decided to internationalize everybody's economy. And we're seeing the result of that. They're the ones that really got the ball rolling because they had reached the point to where global governance was possible.
Right, and he's one of the first people that mentioned, you know, I can't quote it exactly, but he says that they were going to have a new world order, and when it's in place, that it would be a good thing. And he was very open about it. Do you remember when he said that?
Yes, I do. It made the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Yes.
But I didn't know what he was talking about at the time, but I didn't like the sound of it.
It just sounded very, very ominous at the time. And, of course, the Bushes are all internationalist, as have all of our presidents been. I mean, they're just, they are all internationalist rather than nationalist. And they've all worked for that, towards that goal.
Yeah. Well, and if you take the concept of internationalism and you look at what they did, it was George Herbert Walker Bush that signed Executive Order 12803, ordering the sell-off of national assets,
right.
Ordering privatization.
Right, and they've done a lot of that in the Chicago area. So you have to know that the mayors and the governors of each area know about this, but the Chicago mayor sold, or he leased, all of the parking meters in downtown Chicago, as well as some of the toll roads that lead in and out of Chicago for, I believe one of them is leased for 75 years. And, of course, the people who lease, the corporations, the foreign corporations who lease these roads. Oops, we have to go to a break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we are back. Our guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. And I was just looking at some notes about the, there was a transatlantic agenda that was adopted on December 3rd, 1995 at the EU-US summit in Madrid. It was signed by William Clinton. And basically, they've been having these conferences, you know, G8, G7 summits. And as you say, these people do not represent our best interest or any nation's best interest. This is all towards globalization. And as I mentioned, I listened to Hillary Clinton in this meeting, this conference that she was in, and she was talking about the fact that Russia was going to be forced to join the WTO. And which basically is a legal system to set up and regulate and bring order to world trade. And I know that that after the Vietnam War, that they were sanctioned until they agreed to join the WTO, which they did in, I think, 95.
1949, when the U.S. Senate voted the first time on an international trade organization, they voted no way because it means a loss of economic sovereignty. And when you lose your economic sovereignty, you don't really have a nation anymore. And so in 95, when they voted to create the WTO, they were giving up economic sovereignty. And
exactly.
We can see the effect of it. And not only that, when the international trade agreements were negotiated, they were negotiated so that corporations could break down national barriers. Well, you know, I don't know if the members of Congress were delusional or what was wrong with them, but they were looking only outward, apparently, or that's what they would tell you. They were looking outward that it would allow American corporations to break down barriers in other countries, but it came around the back door to bite us in the rear end when foreign corporations started coming in here massively to break down our legal barriers.
Right. And, of course, this all started, too, right after World War II. It's during warfare that these treaties are made, and just following warfare is when the bankers and the corporations come in and divvy up the plunder. I mean, they're divvying up countries so that they can enrich their bottom line. And so in the 1950s, we saw a lot of the patents going to Japan and elsewhere. And, I mean, this was a terrible thing. And if you look at the car industry in this country, the auto industry in this country, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, and I read an article this morning saying that GM no longer considers themselves an American corporation. They are a world corporation.
Right.
So it makes you wonder, you know, why did our government give them bailout money? I know that they spent several billion dollars of it building factories in China.
Right.
You
right.
know, so the American, the wealthier countries and the ones that are behind all this globalization, which the United States seems to be the leader of the pack, our country is being drained of wealth to build this global system. Because the developing countries were given preferential treatment under the international agreements.
Right.
So it's all on us.
All righty. We do have to take a one-minute top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back with our guest today, Vicki Davis.